Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. You can download the podcast. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We are going to get into the NBA, of course, but guys, there was a lot more meat on the bone, I feel, regarding Josh Donaldson, the Yankees third baseman, calling Tim Anderson the White Sox shortstop, but at any rate, African-American middle infielder and batting champion, Jackie, as in, hey, what's up, Jackie, as in Jackie Robinson. Tim Anderson not appreciating that. Real quick, let's just hear from those guys again. Jay, I'd like you to pick up saying what you said just moments ago, because I'm sure Key wants to respond. Here's Josh Donaldson and talking about why he said what he said, and Tim Anderson, his response.
First inning, I called him Jackie. Let me give you a little context of that. 2019, he came out with an interview and said that he's the new Jackie Robinson of baseball. He's going to bring back fun for the game. 2019, when I played for Atlanta, we actually joked about that on the game. And I've said it to him in years past. Not in any manner than just joking around, but the fact that he called himself Jackie Robinson. If something has changed from that, my meaning of that is not any term trying to be racist by any fact of the matter. It was just off of an interview that what he called himself.
Yeah, he just made a, you know, disrespectful comment. You know, basically was, you know, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. I don't really play at all. I wasn't really, you know, bothering nobody today, but, you know, he made a comment, and, you know, it was disrespectful. I don't think it was called for. It was unnecessary.
That was when you guys crossed past the shortstop there at the end of the third.
Yeah, but that happened in the first time he got on. You know, and I spared him that time, and it happened again. You know, it's just uncalled for. You know, it's not, I got time to, you know, be playing like that.
By the way, we heard from Liam Hendricks too, who's Tim Anderson's teammate, and I said Anderson and Donaldson have been teammates in Atlanta. No, Anderson's been with the White Sox his whole career. It's Hendricks who was critical of Donaldson and Donaldson who were teammates, and Hendricks who said, you know, he's burnt out four clubhouses, Josh Donaldson. Jay, you were saying about Josh Donaldson.
So a couple of things I want to address, and Key, this can be – the reason why I love this forum is we can be honest and we can be real. So whenever a black person doesn't deem something to be racist, what happens is it solicits comments from people on social media that says, you're not really black, or we should take your black card away. I am proud that I am African-American, and I have been called racist names before in the past. Now, I don't act like I'm a lip reader here and understanding tone, but I understand context to a degree. So I just want to preface that before I give my take on this, because I do think being black doesn't mean it's being monolithic, right? You can be a whole variety of different things, and it doesn't take away from your blackness, first and foremost. So I say that with saying this. I think a lot of times in sports, and I don't know Josh Donaldson. If somebody wants to call into the show and tell me there's been past reference points of Josh Donaldson saying racist things, then that can change and alter my opinion, because my opinion evolves in each day
based
of my life,
facts,
like
yeah.
It should for normal people, right? We always evolve the way we think. So if there is past history, please call in so we can reference it. But I have not known there to be past history of Josh Donaldson making racist remarks. I've heard he's been a mess in clubhouses. I heard he's rubbed people the wrong way. So me hearing all that, how I bring it to my point is, at times within games, there is gamesmanship. And there are disrespectful things that are being said. Kobe Bryant has said a lot of disrespectful things to me. Michael Jordan, a lot of greatest players ever in the history of the game, has said disrespectful things. But hearing Tim Anderson refer to himself in the past as a modern-day Jackie Robinson, understanding the context that these two were once teammates, if they had joked around with it or not. Now, Tim may not find that jokingly now, right? But I do not believe
that. No, but they weren't teammates. The two of them were not
the
teammates.
Two, yeah, yeah. Yes.
It was Liam Hendricks who commented on it.
Yeah, Donald, right? Mm-hmm. So, yes, thank you for context on that. Yeah. Sorry. But understanding that and then saying in that moment, if you refer to yourself as a modern-day Jackie Robinson, then it may be wrong for somebody to use that. You may not like it, but doesn't that open itself up to somebody using that as gamesmanship against you if it gets you out of where you were? And if a former teammate and you and him have joke around like that, you may not like it. It may sound wrong, but I'm not going to jump to the gun like Tony La Russa and call Josh Donaldson, a racist because of that, Key.
Here's what I'm going to say. Once I clear my throat up, Jay. First and foremost, man, I respect your opinion because it's your opinion, how you feel. But there's nothing gamesmanship about a white man calling a black man Jackie. We all know what Jackie stands for. Okay? We know that. Now, you say we don't know about Josh Donaldson's behavior toward race. We don't, because neither one of us played in the major leagues, right? But you do know, as an NBA player, certain people's behavior around the league, even though you didn't play with them, right? You do know because others have told you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's assume that Tim Anderson has a very good understanding and inkling about who Josh Donaldson is based on him playing in the majors. And, oh, by the way, Liam Hendricks was a former teammate of Josh Donaldson's. So you would naturally think that those conversations of some sort has taken place in that clubhouse based on past behavior around other clubhouses that he's been in. So naturally, you're going to get certain information about individuals that you may play with in your league. I've played in the National Football League around people that I've never played with before and got a lot of information about them. So I can naturally form an opinion based on the way that they say things, how they look at me, how they frown upon other people, all of those sort of things. Nevertheless, if he said it in 2019, doesn't mean again that you could call him Jackie and think it's okay. It doesn't work that way, man.
Here's my question.
Just doesn't.
Here's my question. When he calls him Jackie Robinson, this is my thought on it. What are you really saying? When you're saying, hey, Jackie, what's up, Jackie? What you're saying is, man, you ain't Jackie Robinson. You're kind of taking a shot. Oh, you call yourself Jackie. Now, Tim Anderson is an African-American middle infielder all-star batting champion in an era where it is, you know, bemoaned the decline in African-American participation, right? How base in baseball. People have noticed it, talked about it, and Tim Anderson is there playing not exactly the same position as Jackie Robinson, but a middle infield position at a very high level, and talked about himself and, you know, analogized, whatever.
Yeah.
And now here's Donaldson saying, man, you ain't no Jackie Robinson. Except yeah. Here's the thing. Key, what you're saying. So, Jay, I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But what Key, and you correct me if I'm wrong, what I take from it is, look, just because Josh Donaldson has plausible deniability, hey, he called himself Jackie Robinson. Just because it's not explicitly a racist thing to say, he's troublemaking. He knows what he's doing.
He's troublemaking, yeah.
He's poking, but he's also walking a fine line. And Key, what you seem to be objecting to is you don't have license to walk all the way up to that line.
It's the same thing
as crossing it.
What did Tim say? Tim said, we don't joke around like that. I don't mess with you. Yeah. But Max and Jay, I don't have a racist bone in my body. But guess what me and Max has? We have an understanding. So I can say certain things to Max on and off the air. And guess what Max can do? He can laugh at it and also come back at me and say things to me on and off the air. Because we have that.
Yes.
There is no that with them.
But Key, I'm going back
and,
to my point.
Donald's is trying to claim
all
there is.
All you guys with the nuances.
Tim said it's not though,
I
Max.
I agree with the nuances, right? I agree with you. My bigger point is I'm not agreeing with Tony La Russa that Tony La Russa called him a racist.
La Russa's using it seems.
Called him a racist, so it ignites it, Key. I respect exactly what you're saying. There are a lot of things that I feel like I can say to you that other people couldn't say to you, and vice versa.
Well, you're brothers, so brothers can say things to brothers.
Yes, but I'm not calling him a racist off of that and labeling a guy. Like, that's a strong
answer. But here's what I would say again, though, Jay.
And Tony La Russa's... Nah,
but wait, okay. But wait, hold on. You and I never played in the majors. You played in the NBA. I played in the NFL. I've seen things in the National Football League, and you've seen things in the NBA. Even though you didn't play with those teammates, your teammates told you about those individuals the same as mine. I know certain guys that I look at that I played against that I never played with. But based on what I've already been told by other players that have played with him and giving me that information, and when they say certain things or do certain things, I go, mm-hmm, okay, I see what that is. So maybe Tony La Russa, who's been a manager in the major leagues, has more intel that would suggest that.
I also feel like Tony La Russa is part of the old guard in baseball that tries to hinder a lot of things, and it just feels like he's trying to make it even more polarizing
and
ignite it. You know what I mean?
No, you got
I understand there being difficulties in that, but it feels like it was taken to another level by
You got to hear me now, Jay. Maybe Tony La Russa, who's been coaching in the majors for a very long time, has different intel than you and I.
Okay.
Here's the question I have along those lines. To me, it sounds like Tony La Russa's using this to their advantage, right? But not Tim Anderson, though. Here's my question. Is Josh Donaldson just considered a jerk around the league to the point where if he hangs himself out to dry a little bit, a dude like Tim Anderson would use that and exploit it and slam him in public and make him look bad? Or is Tim Anderson picking up something that Key is talking about, like, not that guy? When that guy does that, there's something behind it. There's something a little more. There's something sharp in there. It's not just joking around, and I'm going to let people know what this dude
I done been on the field with people that's like that.
Yeah,
I done played with people. I done been coached with people. I done had coaches coach me that was like that. Mm-hmm. Okay? He's not like that.
Key question, though. Let's say you didn't like a guy, though, and you didn't think necessarily he was racist or anything. It's a white dude. But you just didn't like him, and he left himself open to an attack that way. Would you use that to exploit that and paint him as racist just because you could? Or is that crossing a line for you?
Yeah, it would be crossing a line for me.
Right.
It would be crossing a line for me.
If that's
I wouldn't
you,
do that. I'm not going to paint you something that you're not just to get my satisfaction off. I'm not going
to
do that.
You want to hear Tim Anderson again? Listen to the tone in his voice and everything?
I just want to say something. Yeah. I think there is, since being a jerk, being a bad person, is different than being a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to say that. I would love to hear the Tim Anderson say.
Yeah, yeah. Let's listen to Tim Anderson again, the way he said it.
First inning, I called him Jackie. Let me give you a little context of that. 2019, he came out with an interview and said that he's a new Jackie Robinson in baseball. He's going to bring back fun for the game. 2019, when I played for Atlanta, we actually joked about that on the game. And I've said it to him in years past, not in any manner than just joking around, but the fact that he called himself Jackie Robinson. If something has changed from that, my meaning of that is not any term trying to be racist by any fact of the matter. It was just off of an interview that what he called himself.
Yeah, he just made a disrespectful comment. You know, baseball is, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. I don't really play at all. I wasn't really, bothering nobody today, but, he made a comment, and, it was disrespectful. I don't think it was called for. It was unnecessary.
That was when you guys crossed past the shortstop there at the end of the third.
Yeah, what that happened in the first time he got on, and I spared him that time, and then it happened again. It's just uncalled for. It's not like that time to, be playing like that.
Yes.
You see what he's saying? Like, he said it once, I gave him a pass. He think he can get away with it. He gonna keep saying it again and again until I smack him upside his head. That's basically what he's saying.
Jay, I put myself in this position. So I'm Jewish, right? Let's say I play baseball, and I hit a home run, and I said, I'm like Hank Greenberg, the modern-day Hank Greenberg. If there was some dude I didn't like, especially if a dude's a troublemaker and he's going and he said, what's up, Greenberg? How would I feel about that? I guess I left myself open for it, but if you keep doing it, I see what you're up to.
Yeah,
and it's no good.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool. You want to fight? Stuff happens. People say things in games all the time. It's just a bigger conversation about being labeled a certain way when I'm not sure about that.
Mm. We're not sure.
Well,
we
Tim
not
Anderson
sure about
didn't
it,
label
Jay.
Him that way.
Hey, Jay, we're not sure about it because we don't play Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but Key, I heard, how old is Tony La Russa?
But don't get off.
No, I'm not. I am. Because I need somebody who's been around Josh Donaldson to say, yes, he's a racist.
Well,
I need a teammate who, I don't need a guy who's, how old is he again?
112.
Yeah, I don't need a guy.
Liam Hendricks played with the dude. He didn't call him a racist, but he played with him.
Yeah,
and
see,
I'm sure.
I hear you.
He's giving his teammates, his current teammates, some sort of knowledge about what that dude is.
But let's parse it a little bit. Is it possible, and I think it is, right? I think this might even be likely, that it's not so much that what motivates the behavior is that the guy is racist, but that he ain't going to let race stop him from being a jerk. In other words, that's what fair. Tim Anderson could be pointing out, and Tony La Russa more clumsily pointing out, is, hold up, we live in a time and a place, right, where that's not, you can't get away with that stuff. White mm-hmm. people, once upon a time, do whatever they want. No. You can't do that. And so at more well-adjusted people understand, well, you know, if Josh Donaldson's thinking, I'm going to be a jerk, and I don't care if race is not going to stop me, well, race ought to stop you from making that kind of remark, right? Yeah. Like, so is that racist, or is that being racially insensitive, or is that being such a jerk that you're willing to get into that gray
maybe
area?
You're unaware of it. That's fair. I don't know which one it is. That's why I want to hear more confirmation from people that are more so his peers around the league. I want
well,
to hear
I can
them
guarantee
say, well,
you, I can guarantee you over time.
Yeah, that's why.
If it is what it is, you're going to hear it.
So that's my thing. Like, before I start labeling somebody a certain way, like, I need
but
to
you
hear
not, but you're not labeling them. You're not labeling him as a racist. You're not saying that, and neither am I. What I am saying is, and what you are saying is, that you cannot, at least I am saying this, you cannot go around calling people something that we both know is not gamesmanship. Jackie Robinson in baseball, if you're not saying something positive when referring to Jackie Robinson, you're saying something negative referring to Jackie Robinson, especially if you are a white man using that against a black player.
It's not like he just picked, like, you could take a black second baseman, right? Joe Morgan. And say, hey, I'm like the modern-day Joe Morgan. I have a high on-base percentage, whatever. Someone said, what's up, Joe? Connotation is different than the
way
guy who
different.
Broke the color barrier.
Exactly, yeah. Max. 150 times over.
So the fact that it doesn't mean that you're racist because you went out and chose the thing to dig at race. It meant that what's your it means at least this. Your priority is being the jerk, and you're not going to let race stop you. That's a little different. But it's still barking up the wrong tree, probably.
It's certainly barking up the wrong tree.
Look, man, I understand it. I would have fought if I were Tim Anderson. I got to that way. But at the same time, and I'm probably not doing a great job articulating this. Kid,
no, you're doing a great job.
I've had some people have said some very personal things to me about the way I have labeled myself before in the past through a game. So all I'm saying is when you say something – I understand the tendency it takes, like what happens around the feeling of it. But when you label yourself a certain thing and somebody says it to you in a jerking manner, like a joking manner, I don't know. Now, what's the manner he said it in, Key? We need to hear about that.
I don't know, but whatever it was, Tim didn't like it.
I hear you.
Whatever it was, Tim didn't like it. As I said earlier, I'm not a lip reader, a body language expert, but I can tell you, if somebody says something to me, If Max happened to do a rap song and he used the N-word in the rap song, I know he ain't. Come on, man. I know that ain't where he coming from. I know I'm not even worried about. Well, if you was just rapping and blah, 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 and it came out, I'm not worried about him. But then there's other people that would do that same thing, and then I'll have to turn around and just say, man, you getting ready to get your ass whooped. It's a difference.
Hey,
Key, that's all I'm saying.
Just to geek out on Tim Anderson for a second, just because Key's a baseball fan, listen to this. 26 years old, 2019, hits 335, right?
Gosh.
2020, 322. Last year, 309. This year, he's hitting 359.
He's a 330 hitter.
Yeah, man. Oh, he's 290 lifetime because the first 3 years wasn't as high, but the last 4 years of his career, right? Like, in an era where everyone's three true outcomes, strikeout, home run, or walk, right? He's a middle infielder hitting 330, like you said, Key, last 4 years, about 330. He's such an excellent and exciting player. And I imagine, given the decline in African-American participation, given the fact that he does play the middle infield, given the fact that he must feel
all that
representative in a lot of ways, like
all
what he
that.
Does has a larger implication.
Agreed.
He identified with Jackie for and mentioned it publicly.
I get, but Key, I want to dig in something deeper with you and I, on this.
Yes.
So why is it that sometimes within the black community, when if you try to find nuance of something, that all of a sudden you're not representing the black community the right way, right? Like, what happens on this type of conversation, it becomes so polarizing right? When something like this happens.
Who would think that somebody's not representing the black? What do you mean?
I'm just saying whenever there's a difference of opinions about somebody being racist or not being racist or how they would interpret a saying, right? If you don't believe it, there's a reaction within the black community where it's like you're not for the black community. Like you're not standing up. Like you're not as informed as you should be on all the challenges of the past history that's happened in this country. And for me, like, I get really frustrated when you do find the nuance of it, because all of a sudden it creates this reaction like you're not black enough. That's real, man. What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I ain't say nothing. I just giggle.
Laugh, but you know where I'm
because
going.
Because I'm laughing, because what is one thing that I am going to say to you?
What do you think I'm going to say? But it's not. But
No, that's not what I'm going to say. What I'm going to say is, why are you worried about what somebody else is thinking when you know where your mind is at?
Because automatically what happens is we alienate ourselves.
No, we don't. No, we do not.
Okay.
Because you cannot pay attention to foolishness. If you know that you represent your culture and you doing everything within your power to represent your culture, why pay attention to foolishness? I got a white wife. You know how many people have told me, oh, man, you got a white wife. You just like, man, shut up. Because you ain't going to say nothing to me in my face. And you going to make jokes. You going to do all. Shut up. Because if my wife wanted you, you'd take her too. So be quiet.
But okay? Jay, you seem to be making the point that there is an undercurrent
1,000%.
That you feel as a black man where you're supposed to have a monolithic voice about issues.
1,000%.
And that doesn't.
It's been happening for me since day. Even Key going to USC, I'm sure, well, maybe different, but for me going to Duke, oh, you're an Uncle Tom. You're like, whoa.
But Duke, you went to Duke because you can go to Duke.
Exactly. That's my point.
You almost made me curse. If them people could go to Duke, they go to Duke. If Duke had a good football team and they wanted me, I probably would have gone. Man, maybe not, but I would have looked at it.
It's just the undercurrent that exists that is frustrating sometimes. And
yeah, but you cannot let that bother you.
I hear you, brother. I hear what you're talking about, but it's still something that I feel like I've lived with for a long time, regardless whether it bothers you or not. I just want to bring the point up about sometimes what you have to deal with when these issues come up, and if you happen not to agree with the masses because there's
Here's what I would say to you. As long as you ain't like some of them other brothers on some of them other networks, you ain't got no problem with me. As long as you ain't like them, me and you, we ain't got no problem at all.
Coming up, do the Mavericks have a shot at winning any games in this series? Gotta get swept.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Kind of wanted to go all in on this one for sure because we felt like it was a game that if we come out and play our game, we should win.
Wiggins will drive hard and flushes with a big right hand. A vicious right-handed jam by Andrew Wiggins.
He was an all-star for a reason. He's a fantastic two-way player. You don't win in the playoffs without guys like Wiggs.
Sky's the limit for him, and I think we're going to be able to unlock his potential. He's one of the best two-way wings in the NBA. I can tell you everybody in the Warriors organization is grateful he's here. Without him, we would not be where we're at.
Happy 50th, Biggie.
Get out of here. He'd have been 50.
Saturday, man. May 21st. Oh. Saturday was his birthday. We had it on all day long, just banging to the hits, man.
Man, as great as Big was, what could have been?
I think I got about 4 tickets in my life off this.
I mean,
you know what I mean by that? You know what I mean by that, Max?
4 tickets?
Four tickets. Speeding tickets.
Speeding tickets, yeah. Banging it loud.
This thing.
Banging it loud. This thing flying got- on a flying on the turnpike headed to Jersey for one of my games on Sunday morning.
Yeah, this in New York, it was the Escalade with the open back and the speakers all in the back.
Yeah, I had the S600 or something, you know.
Yeah, of course.
See how I flexed that one?
Big time.
Humble brag.
I mean, Jay-Z took over in New York because, like, if Big was there, could you imagine?
Big, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was all I played, Jay. I played Pac and Big.
Pac and Big.
You know, I had a little other stuff going on, but for the most part, Sunday, Pac and Big was in my rotation in my CD thing.
I remember the first time I ever heard.
What do they call it, CD jack or what was the little thing you had all the CDs loaded up in?
The CD jack, right? The changer.
Yeah.
It was like a jack or something.
You had to load up, you had to plug it in into the back, pull it out, put in six.
No, mine was automatically in my car. I just take it out, put it in, push it in.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was.
He said the S600, you know, that came with built in.
Yeah, man, you know.
I remember watching Who's the Man. Remember Who's the Man came out in theaters? Who's the Man, and at the end, the credits are rolling. And I hear this song, and I'm like, I really thought, I'm like, oh, Kool G Rap is writing for KRS-One? Because KRS, the best delivery ever, but like those rhymes sound like Kool G Rap. And if you would have said back then, Kool G Rap writing for KRS, you'd describe the best MC ever. And I was like, no, who is this? Found out it was Biggie Smalls. It was Party and Bull Blank. I can't even say the name of the song, but oh, my God, it blew my mind. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get the $45 silver unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Guys, Derek Harper, one of the point guards of my childhood for the New York Knicks, joins us now. What's going on, Derek?
Not a whole bunch. Key, you're not the only one that was rocking Biggie and Pac back in the day, man. I think we all were at that particular time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100 we was.
Yeah.
So let's get into a little basketball since we talked about Biggie now for about 5 straight minutes. How could Jason Kidd avoid getting swept right now?
I don't think it's Jason Kidd. I don't think J.K. can do anything. He's coached this team as well as anybody could coach him. I think it's about the guys. I just think that, and I have to say right off the bat that I underestimated the Warriors to some extent, meaning that Wiggins, Looney, and Game 2, I didn't think those guys could do what they've done. And you know what the other 3 bring. They bring continuity, experience, all of those things. But I just think Dallas has to get more out of its players at this particular juncture in the playoffs, because the fact that the Warriors have been there, they're smelling blood right now. And you know what happens when that takes place. I mean, Steph goes crazy. Clay hadn't been great, but he's been adequate enough. But again, I think the difference in the series has been Wiggins and the production of Looney, especially in Game 2.
Derek, I got to ask you, because you had the ball in your hands as a PG. And when you look at guys like Luka, one of the things I'm hearing is that Luka, like, reminds a lot of people of James Harden, where he holds on to the ball too long. Do you see – now, I think other people need to step up. I think there is a little bit of that that is true. But do you see that as one of these main narratives that comes out of this playoffs thus far?
There's no question about it. Luka is number 2, I think, in usage rate in the NBA throughout the year. And he does hold it, Jay. There's no doubt. I think everybody can see that. But when you hold it like that, I think Steve Nash is another example that held the ball a long time throughout the shot clock. I think it depends on what decisions you make after that. And, you know, I love Luka. I'm his biggest fan. But I think the only thing you can question about him, Jay, is shot selection sometimes. Because, you know, when you're in a good rhythm and you step back and you take those kind of shots, a lot of times that can stifle what you're trying to do offensively. And, you know, you look at last night's game, for example. Dorian Finney-Smith didn't do a whole lot offensively. Bullock, 0 for 10, 0 for 11 in last night's game. And I'm not sure if that's a product of Luka so much as it is a lot of times the ball is not moving and the guys are standing around looking opposed to being involved and being in the game.
But, D, could that be more because they already know what Luka's going to do with the ball?
But you still, if you're on the floor, Jay, you know it. Key, you know it. If you're on the floor in any sport, it's on you. The onus is on you to go out and involve yourself, make something happen on the floor. And you can have an impact other than scoring the basketball. And I think for the most part, Bullock, their hands are full trying to slow down Steph, Dorian Finney-Smith. When they play their best basketball, those guys are involved. And certainly they know Luka's going to have the ball the majority of the time. That's just the way it's designed and set up here with the Mavericks. But you still have to involve yourself. You know, you got to make something happen. I'm an old-school guy, and I believe in being a little bit more physical than the Mavericks have been against Steph and against their backcourt, even against Wiggins. I mean, it just seems like the Mavericks during the regular season, were a lot more tied together defensively, and that just hadn't happened. But, you know, Luka's Luka. He's great. You know, as a player, does a lot of positive things, going to be the face of the league moving forward. I don't think anybody can deny that. But, you know, nobody's perfect as a player. And, you know, Dallas has had a tremendous year, provided it ends now, is what I'll say.
Derek, what do you think the Mavs need to do to upgrade the roster, obviously, to get Luka over that hump? What do they need to add?
Yeah, I think another star, Jay. That's a good question. I think another guy to play alongside him, you know, just to give him some relief. And that's not to disrespect Jalen, who I love as a player, Dinwiddie, instant offense off the bench for you. But I think you need another star, and that will help you. You need some physicality, I think, in the paint. If you're Dallas, because teams are really scoring pretty easy against them right now. But not a lot. This team is good. You wouldn't be in the Western Conference Finals. And you got to give Nico and Michael Finley a lot of credit for what they put together. But moving forward, certainly need some depth, I think, on the inside. And you can always have shooting.
Well, I'm shocked.
To get to that next level.
I'm shocked that Derek Harper sees the modern game, especially a team like the Mavs, and says they could play a little more physical on defense. I'm totally shocked by that. I mean, guys, that Knicks team that came within a fingertip of winning the championship, one of the most rugged defensive teams I've ever seen, and Derek Harper was the point guard.
D-Harp was out there just cooking, though.
Yeah.
He was cooking.
Oh, that squad. It was starting five was you, and Starks and Mason, Oak and Ewing. Oh, whew. It's
good
a football
times.
Team.
Good times.
Yeah, they were. The great Derek Harper, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Derek.
RD.
Good to see you guys. Hear you guys.
Likewise. Guys, what would be a better duo? Or what is the better duo? LeBron and Kyrie, we saw that.
Oh, I thought you was gonna say Jay and Bart, or Keyshawn and Han,
or KD and Kyrie. We haven't forgot about Jay and Key against Bart and Han, guys. That's coming up next week. 2-on-2. Ooh, it's on. That's next. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Key, I'm over here, man, looking at this squad. And the Golden State Warriors, I'm like, oh my Lord. This is what dynasties look like. So 2015, They win it. They beat the Cavs. 2016, they lose, but they were up 3-1, right? They should have won it then. 2017, yep. They win with KD. 2018, they win with KD. 2019, not only did KD tear his Achilles, but then Klay Thompson got hurt, and Steph was doing it, and that's when Toronto, they lost to Toronto 4-2. But, man, 6 out of the 8 last finals they're going to be in. Like, this is legit. This is a legit dynasty. It's one of the best dynasties we've ever seen.
No, absolutely. It's not, but it's a legit dynasty.
It's one of the best dynasties we've ever seen.
I'll say it was the best.
Lakers won 5 chips with Magic.
And, yeah, but he didn't say the best. He said one of the best we've seen.
The Bulls won 6. The Spurs won 5.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
and guess what? Those are one of the best.
Right,
you know,
but
Max just wanted to debate something.
No, what I'm saying is,
Max wanted to debate something. You know, you just wanted to debate something out of the game.
No, no. There are dynasties, and just by virtue of the fact that you are a dynasty, you're among the greats. But when you say the one of the greatest dynasties, now you're starting to rank the dynasties. I don't think they rank especially high among the dynasties.
Jay didn't rank it. Jay just said
one of the best dynasties.
One of the greatest dynasties or the best dynasties.
I would say
that's all.
A dynasty.
They're a dynasty, man. When you go to 6-8 and you win potentially 4 of those,
Max,
come on, Max.
You're telling me you're just saying they're just a dynasty. They're not one of the best dynasties.
I would one of the how many?
I don't. Five? You know what, Max?
I'm starting. I said one Max, of the best. You're the one saying putting a stamp on it.
I would say that they are one of the 7 or
Max,
8.
Max, I'm starting to sense something.
Yeah,
I really am.
Go ahead, Key.
You really don't like Steph Curry, huh?
It's not true.
Because you just, it's like
it's
you.
Not true. I got to see him. Let him do it right now. Let him win a finals
That's
MVP.
Not what I asked you, though. Yeah. All I said was, you really don't like Steph Curry.
It's not
and
true.
You said, well, I got to see him do it. So that tells me you don't like Steph Curry.
I admit this. I was a big backer of Steph Curry, arguing about it on TV.
And
they're going to win the championship. And I saw the whole team, including Steph, choke in 16. So I'm still waiting to see that get made up for, I guess.
So you don't like Steph Curry?
It's not that I don't like him. I wouldn't say that's accurate.
It's okay. Max Kellerman doesn't like Steph Curry.
Like I was saying, one of the best dynasties we will ever see.
Really?
By far.
Yes. How many dynasties have you seen?
I've lived through
several. Well, I've seen the Yankees in 1978 when Reggie Jackson home run.
In basketball alone.
Okay. Why do you have to always poo-poo Warriors stuff? You always poo-poo
anything.
It all the time.
I'm not.
Anybody say anything about the Warriors? Poo-poo.
We'll be back in 10 seconds.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight for Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
I told you that. We
Celtics
won't stop.
Host the Heat, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations.
Oh, I to know where
I'll tell you
we
what.
Stand.
Kyrie said on I Am Athlete that LeBron James.
I know I do, but what about you?
Tell him, Key.
I need you in my life. Where do I go?
Is you gonna
get
me
total?
To do it?
What is this? 112 in total or something?
I can't live without.
Oh, I sound just like him sometimes.
All right, go ahead, Max. Get us back. Yeah, that'll make you feel good. Like
Puffy's still out partying though.
Still doing it, kid. Still doing dances with Mary J on TikTok. Go ahead, Puffy.
I was like, Puffy, you 60, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, Jay kind of came out and was a combination of Puff and Big, right?
That
he was basically the two of them rolled up into one. been doing that, doing it the whole time.
All right, so I didn't mean to get you off track.
Just Kyrie talking on I Am Athlete.
Oh,
about LeBron being GM. He put the squad together. I wasn't mad at him. I was like, all right, bet. This is how it goes. So we were asking earlier in the show, what's the better duo from Kyrie's point of view? Who should he want to play with more? KD, where he seems to be the deciding factor, right? It's kind of in on the low, his team. I mean, it's KD's team, but KD seems to follow Kyrie. Or LeBron, where it's LeBron's team, and yet he went to four consecutive finals in a much softer Eastern Conference, of course, but went to four. Well, I'm giving KD.
You just can't. I'm not even looking at you, Max. As soon as you said it the first time, I can't.
But hold up. We are saying, who should he rather play with, KD or LeBron? If I don't point out that the conference was softer, then I'm
you
taking away
from
KD.
You don't need to let me know that the conference is soft.
Why not?
The conference
it's true.
Being soft, you know the conference being the soft conference in your opinion, yeah, has nothing to do with LeBron making it.
Wait
a minute.
Do you see the teams he was getting
we're
to
talking
the
about,
finals?
It was
well,
much
first of all,
easier for
we're
LeBron
talking
than
about
KD
what he's,
right now is my point.
Max, what we're talking about is what he said on the I Am Athlete podcast with Brandon Marshall. Right. We're not talking about anything about a conference being soft.
Max. We are. Right, that's good.
You create
you get,
triggers.
It's good that you're getting triggered.
Yes.
That's the point. Get some passion. But the point is, the reason I bring that up is because we're asking the question, should Kyrie rather play with KD or LeBron? And while I point out he had much, much more success with LeBron, I also have to point out circumstances were easier in the conference then than they are now. No one would even dispute that. So I'm just trying to give KD his proper context so it doesn't seem as though, oh, of course, LeBron, because LeBron went to the finals every year, KD hasn't been there. It is a rougher sledding now in the East than it was, that's all. Is that not true?
Let me ask you this, though. So are you saying that if KD was in the conference when LeBron was going to those championships, it would be KD instead of LeBron? Is that what you're saying?
With Kyrie, yeah.
Yes.
If you put KD
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you put
How about the conference was good, but LeBron was just better than the conference?
Well, look.
How about that?
That's legit because one of those years they beat the Warriors. So if you could beat the Warriors, you could beat anybody.
Go ahead with your rest of your thoughts.
Well, who should Kyrie rather play with?
Go ahead. Can you take this one?
Based on, I like familiarity, me personally. And if I won a championship with a guy that I'm very familiar with and I played with, although I was immature and young and didn't know and naive and did some things that I wish I didn't at the time, I probably would want to play with LeBron James, knowing that he was probably still a little immature at certain levels and didn't handle the situation as well as he probably would have, or probably would rather go play with LeBron James in L.A., where now I could walk around Venice Beach with no shoes on and people won't look at me weird because of my hair and the way I live my life and all those sort of things, and I'm in a different type of environment versus trying to figure out how to get out of the East.
You see, first of all, I mean, he's going to stay with KD because if he leaves KD, that's wow. What a story that would be if he were to leave KD to go back to LeBron. But, Key, there is something about
– you ain't never left nobody. Never mind.
You've been in love before, Jay. There is something about, though, the way LeBron's demonstrative personality – will be a fit for Kyrie, in which it's interesting seeing Kyrie be the lead dog with KD to a degree, right? Now, we might see a change in that. But you wonder how that personality would have met with LeBron James because LeBron James is low-key. I'm not saying KD isn't a savant because KD is. But LeBron James is an offensive genius, man, in the way he masterminds how people work because he's a point guard first. He sees that. So understanding Kyrie as a scoring kind of guard who can be a playmaker, you almost feel like LeBron can relieve Kyrie of the playmaking, the organizing, where Kyrie can just focus on scoring. So I think complementary piece, I think LeBron and Kyrie will be better suited for each other.
It doesn't feel that way, but it is that way, I think, right? Because Kyrie and KD, they can score from anywhere. Oh, my God, what a pairing and everything. But in a way, it's redundant. In a way, it's redundant, whereas if you put the ball in LeBron's hands,
he controls the game.
And now Kyrie is just a sick offensive weapon. And by the way, you can also put the ball in Kyrie's hands when you need to. I agree. I feel like they're more complementary. LeBron and Kyrie.
That's why you're almost looking at Brooklyn like, hey, can Ben Simmons control the game for KD and Kyrie?
How can the Mavs improve their roster next season? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.